Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi. What's your name? What are you doing over there? You need to turn on your mic first if you want people to hear you.
I was watching, I was trying to see if Drysdale got looked like he may have been on the bench and was wincing. So I was trying to see if there was any.
What a loser.
I was trying to see if there was any update.
Loser.
In the. 2-1 Panthers after one.
Wait, we're losing?
No. Excuse me. The Oilers are losing. 2-1 Panthers
after one. Yeah, we're losing.
We are losing.
What the hell?
Yeah. Not happy about it. As these games go on, I find myself disliking the Florida Panthers more and more and more and more. They might be right now my least favorite team in all of sports.
So I've got some money talk here for you guys.
Money, money, money.
Out there. Monies. It's getting tough out there.
Absolutely. Stuff's expensive, man.
So there's the website Smart Asset, which I go to often.
Do you? After reading Rich Dad Poor Dad?
I've never heard of it. Rich Dad Poor Dad, good book. Good basic finance book for the youngs. Give that to your teenagers. Make them read it.
I think it's been around for like 30 plus years.
Well, I remember more than that. It's from like the 70s, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about the 70s, but it's been around a long time.
I mean, go do more than read the book. He's actually got like a podcast, a lot of social clips like on YouTube and TikTok. It's like, dude, if you are looking for financial advice, go read that book and watch
very
that guy.
Basic. 1997.
97? It's very basic, but it's like every kid, that should be required reading in high school.
Yeah. No, you need to write a paper on that book. Seriously. Yeah, I agree.
So,
true story.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out which baseball game I'm going to watch here. There's some bad games on.
Yes, sir. There is. There's bad games. But tonight you got Mets Dodgers, but that doesn't start for another 45 minutes.
Smart Asset reviewed data from the MIT Living Wage Calculator.
Okay.
And they applied it to a common budgeting method. It's the 50-30-20 rule, which is where 50% of your budget should cover your needs.
Okay.
30% should cover your wants, and 20% should go to debt, savings, or investing.
Sure.
Now, based on that, what they wanted to find was the pre-tax salary that Americans needed to live comfortably.
Okay.
And that's, I'm doing air quotes with my sexy fingers.
And this all is going to depend on where you live.
Well, exactly.
Right.
So a portion of the analysis was focused on the income of a family of four comprised of two working adults and two S-head kids.
Sure.
So nowhere was it more expensive where a family would need an income of more than $313,000 to achieve the aforementioned definition of comfortable living.
Yikes.
Than the state of?
New York or California?
Mass?
Wrong.
Ah!
What'd you say?
Massachusetts.
The
Massachusetts. Has to be.
Freaking Massachusetts.
Yeah, Taxachusetts is more like it.
300 G's just to be...
That is the only state where a family's necessary income was found to be over $300,000.
That is... That's steep.
It's not a comfortable place to live either. Jammed into a really small brownstone or a crappy neighborhood that doesn't have big yards. It's just not.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Number two is Hawaii.
That makes sense.
$294,000 you got to make.
Well, and the crappy part about Hawaii, and that's why I feel for the locals, is the economy sucks. It's all, unless you own a resort, everyone I know that lives in Hawaii is having to get out. We're pushing them out because it's so expensive and you can't make that kind of money.
In total, they found seven states in which a family earning less than $200,000 could still afford to live comfortably.
Okay. Well, that's obviously going to be states that no one wants to live in.
So, I asked this question.
Okay.
Which of these seven states
would you
live in?
Okay.
These states are Louisiana.
I do love New Orleans.
South Dakota.
No.
Pass. West Virginia.
Racist, also pass.
Alabama.
Just parts of Bama.
Arkansas.
You know what? Arkansas is actually, that's kind of gotten a big, Arkansas is on the come up. I know a lot of people that have moved to Arkansas and Fayetteville and Bentonville and all the Walmart places. You could do worse than Arkansas.
Kentucky.
Don't know that. I don't know that much about Kentucky.
Mississippi.
No. Mississippi is an absolute asshole.
Those are your states.
And it's like the poorest state. It's just awful. Caveat. The only place that I would live in Louisiana is New Orleans.
That's in Louisiana, so. Yeah,
then New Orleans.
You're good.
Yes. I love New Orleans, but in all honesty, the answer should be Arkansas. I just happen to love New
Bentonville?
Orleans. Yeah. If you want to stretch your dollar and have a nice house and you want a good community with good social services and good schools and all that, the answer is Arkansas. Because as much as I love New Orleans, again, my kids are all out of the house and I don't need anything big. I'm not trying to raise a family. I don't think the answer to where you want to raise your family is New Orleans. I just love it because I can eat, drink, live music, and love the culture. But for most people, New Orleans is not going to be the place that you would choose.
Yeah, Arkansas is on my list here. Certainly, yeah, New Orleans comes to mind. But, hurricanes and...
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
I don't know, dude.
Well, I mean, for God's sakes, and then this goes back to the city is below the waterline. So, it's...
Yeah, that's another
issue. It's not ideal, which is why
but it's coastal.
It's coastal, and again, you just...
Metropolitan.
That is... New Orleans is like when you go car shopping, and Arkansas is... Bentonville, Arkansas is a nice,
Well, it's a utopia. It's a Walmart utopia.
Yeah, it's like getting the nice families. It's a Subaru Outback, right? It's all-wheel drive. It fits your family. It's safe. It's just everything you could want. And New Orleans is a two-seat sport car. Which one's better to drive?
I'm going to go with New Orleans. I'm with you. Of those two?
Of those two.
Because I think Bentonville, places like Bentonville that are created like that, oftentimes have a very dystopian feel to them.
Well, and it's going to be very conservative, and it's, if you have liberal progressive views, that's not necessarily going to...
all white, right?
Very mostly. White. But again, you're going to get clean streets, you're going to get... great social services, and like you said, it's a weird utopia. I have a friend of mine that I played football with who's lived down there. He played at the University of Arkansas, and he's like a fire captain down there, and I had another person I know moved down there recently in that area, and you can get a lot of house for your money, and it is, again, is it culturally the most significant, unique place? No. But if that's not... If you don't care about like fine dining and being able to see a lot of cool stuff, and you just kind of want to live the the three bedroom, two bath suburbia with tree lined streets and you want to feel quote safe. I get why people want to move to Arkansas. There was a big bump in COVID of people packing up and heading to the Huckabees.
Yeah.
I think she's the governor now.
It's a bit like moving to Idaho.
It's not for me.
And dystopian isn't the right word. That's not what I meant. I meant, yeah, utopian. Utopian. Right? Like,
yeah, dystopia is like...
Yeah, like beyond. Yeah.
Some might accuse outside of certain parts of New Orleans of being dystopian.
That is true. I mean, it's very swampy down there. Well, you got to go to the right spot.
When you get out into like some of the 8th, 9th wards, I mean, it's rough. There are definitely places in that city that you're like, yeah, I'm good. I don't...
So they're saying that so Hawaii and Massachusetts were the two where you needed the highest income to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
California 3, New York 4. Washington was 5th.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
So for income needed for a single adult in 2025 to live comfortably in Washington, you need $110,000 income.
Yeah.
In income needed for a four-person family in 2025 in Washington, you need to combine to make $278,000.
A lot of taxes there.
A lot of taxes. And again, you get, there's not many big cities. I think now Vancouver is growing. I think Vancouver is going to be the biggest or the second biggest. So many of people in Washington are going to live in the Seattle metro area. And I don't know if you spend any time up there. Ain't cheap, man. I don't care where you live. That anything around Seattle, anything within an hour and a half of Seattle, you are paying bucks. Then you get into the San Juans and Gig Harbor, and it's an expense. It's
what
like it's a West
Yakima?
Coast Massachusetts. Oh, Yakima's a whole.
Yeah, I was gonna say Yakima's in the middle of. But I almost swore bum f nowhere, and it's like 110 in the summer.
Yep. Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, Yakima's a rough place, but you know there's little pockets.
Oregon.
Oregon.
I'll
bet you we're high.
I'd say we're like 15th or 18th, somewhere around there. We're top 20 for sure.
Yeah, I feel like we're top 20.
We're definitely top 20.
We're coastal. We have to be.
Yeah. We are 11th.
Okay, higher than I thought.
So after Washington, again, this is where you need the highest salary to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
According to Smart Asset, Washington was 5th. New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, Colorado, Connecticut, and then Oregon. So in Oregon, a single adult would need to make $105,000. And then a family of four would need to make $262,000.
Again, I wonder how much this goes back to my Washington thing. The vast majority of people that live, how many people are in the state of Oregon? Because we're what, almost 3 million in the Portland area?
Two, I think, and four now.
Two and a half. I think we're at 4, yeah, maybe 4 milli.
So Oregon population as of 2024 is 4.72 million.
Okay, so...
Or so that's 2.7, sorry.
So almost...
Dyslexia is a horrible disease.
So almost half of us live in the Portland metropolitan area. You throw in Bend in Central Oregon, which is not cheap at all anymore. How many people live in Central Oregon, that area? So I'm guessing, to combine that, we're over 3 million. That's the majority of the state, and those are really expensive. But I'll bet you if you got outside of those areas, I bet it's dirt cheap to live down in Oregon. I'm guessing Medford is not a very expensive place. I'm guessing La Grande is very affordable. This all just goes back to, if people want to live someplace, it's expensive. And if people don't want to live there, it's cheap. I mean, isn't that the all this boils down to? So for everyone that always loves to S on Portland, I get this all the time from friends and people that either live in Washington or my friends that live in other parts of the country. They always love to take pot shots at Portland. And I always laugh and I'm like, then why is it so expensive to live here? If no one wants to be here and everyone is having this mass exodus, why can't you go find a nice place in Portland that's really cheap? So you can bloviate all you want about Kentucky and places like this and Arkansas. The proof's in the pudding. It's cheap. No one wants to live there. Because if there was a mass flood of people moving, like a giant wave of people that moved in one of these places, the home, see Bend. 15 years ago, you could have gone to Bend and bought a home for a few bucks. And everyone from California left and came to Bend. Why? Because it's freaking awesome. Now, good luck finding anything in Bend that's under $700,000.
Well, cost of living is lower in places where people don't want to live, but you also don't make as much.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't have the opportunity.
Sure.
So it's, I don't know, it's tough. I think those numbers are pretty alarming for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, those numbers have risen greatly over the last 10 years.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is why the one that really gets me is when you hear some politician douche talk about, when I was coming up, you know, because he's 50 or 60 years old, my first job was $42,000 and I raised a wife, or I had a wife and I raised two kids and my wife didn't work and we bought a house. And you're like, hey,
how much did that cost? What, $80,000 for the house? You jerk.
Like, yeah, you made $42,000. Yeah, your house cost $60,000. And so, yes, now there's a guy making, you know, $80,000 that says that he's having a hard time paying it. But any house that he wants to buy is $600,000. Yeah, it didn't keep up. Or the rent in places. I feel bad for the people that rent. I know people whose rent is way more expensive than my mortgage. And you're like, God, you feel for them. So you're right that some of that is.
Well, that's partly because the same amount of money. I mean, mortgage, you know that. Like, buying a house, paying for all the insurance. Like, I pay $2,700 a month in rent. Like, but that does not mean I can qualify for a $2,700 a month mortgage.
Yeah.
So
that's tough, man. It's tough out there. And yes, I do think some of those numbers are alarming. And then, too, in a lot of the places, like in Portland or whatever, companies are coming in and buying up homes. I'll pull it up, but there was an alarming thing in the Wall Street Journal a while back that was talking about in big metropolitan areas, the number of homes that are going for sale that are being bought by corporations versus being bought by individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to get, in big areas, it's starting to get alarming. The number the percentage that is being bought not by individuals. So, for instance, if you live in a metropolitan area and you're sitting and you're like, you saved up and you got your 20% and you're like ready to go and you're like, hey, we're going to try to buy this house. It's the top end of our budget. Maybe it's $600,000 and we saved up for it. You're not necessarily bidding against the other couple. You're bidding against a corporation that's paying cash and that is willing to, you really can't beat them.
I had a
buddy. They are going to outbid you, period.
I had a buddy, God, it was like 28th and Stark, just a beautiful two-story with a basement, just generic, like, great Portland house. Nothing wrong with it. Construction was amazing, still in great condition. He lived with four roommates. We were in our early 20s. We partied there all the time. A corporation, so this was 15 years ago, as you said, Sue, came in, bought the damn thing, destroyed this beautiful house just to put a crappy apartment up. It sucks. It's been happening for years.
Yeah, that is, well, yeah. The corporate... Yeah, I mean, like, just commercial real estate that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason, though, that these costs of living in all these states are so high, though.
Yeah, but the states, you know, that's true, but also states do regulate how much they can charge and, you know.
This is on Redfin, by the way. I saw this. This is from February of last year. And this is affordable homes. And so I'm sure this is by market to market, but in 2024, real estate investors bought over a quarter, 27.1% of affordable homes in the United States were bought by investors or corporations. I mean, that's your first time home buyers, right? I mean, that's most affordable homes are going to be someone's first home, and a quarter of the homes in the United States, you are not bidding against someone that you can beat out. And that sucks.
I think what's wild is not too long ago, they were tossing out rates at 3 to 3.5%.
Yeah. Not anymore.
And that's insane. Like, I think a lot of people are looking at that going, why didn't I jump in at that? You know,
yeah.
I mean, we're never getting that again.
No, it's 7 right now. We're like 6.8.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, you know, you live long enough. You've seen it at 12, 15. But
on a $600,000 house, Rob,
right,
I'll do 15 on $100,000. Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the Youngs are, I mean, some people that were maybe looking around in the, you know, when rates were at 3%, 3.5%, 4%, they're kicking themselves right now. Yeah. That is not coming back.
No. Not anytime soon. It's like gas isn't going to be $1.98 anytime soon, you know. And that's that's a whole other thing. I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for people. But, you know, are there going to be people that are willing to pack up and move to more affordable places? Or are you going to sit there and you're going to continue to rent and live in Oregon? Or, you know, do you want to pack up and try your hand at Arkansas? And that goes back to a whole other thing, that the vast majority of people don't move. They, where they grew up is where they're going to live.
All right, gotta go. Up next, yes, there is a black market for seahorses.
What?
That's right. I'm the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, you know, you got to admit the seahorse was kind of a cool little fishy.
I remember when we were kids. That used to be a thing. You get the little pet seahorses. I don't know if I've ever seen like a seahorse in the wild.
I know, which leads us right to this next story because apparently seahorses, you can buy seahorses on the black market.
Okay,
for $5.
Do you need a black market? I thought you could order those out of the back of like science magazines.
Well, they're saying dried seahorses worth more than $21 million have been seized worldwide in what researchers are calling one of the largest documented cases of marine wildlife trafficking. What? They're trafficking the little seahorses.
Really?
Dried seahorses?
Yes.
So, like, to use them as food?
I don't know what people do with them, honestly.
Well, there's that, it's a bit from The Office, but there was like a party at one of the, it was Aaron's house, and Andy, who's in love with Aaron, eats like some... It's literal like seahorse powder because it's some aphrodisiac. I don't know if that's like a joke or if that's actually a thing.
I always thought seahorses were just like goldfish.
What do you mean?
Like I just thought you could buy them. I thought you could just buy them at any like Well, PetSmart.
Just walk up to a marine store.
Yeah, you kept them in a little like fish tank.
Apparently, seahorses end up in a lot of traditional Chinese medicines.
Oh.
A lot of people think they cure like sexual dysfunction.
Yeah, this is like
asthma.
Why they, like shark fin soup. Yeah, there's some. Some of the Asian countries definitely have the whole herbal medicine thing.
So, and they, you know, they go to other, you know, they go to Africa, Asia, but a lot of it, Latin America, but a lot of it ends up in China. But they're saying that there is a black market for seahorses, which leads me to this next story, Jace.
Okay.
Which is the 10 black markets you didn't know existed.
Well, this is certainly one. I had no idea. And can I also ask, is the seahorse a fish? Is it classified as a little
fishy? I think it's a little fishy. But it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they look cool. Look, I'm pro seahorse. I mean, they look really cute. I feel bad that like we're chopping them up and putting them in medicines.
It does say the internet says it's a fish.
Okay. Yeah, they look cool. Like, if you're going to get a good... Like, I'm not a goldfish guy, but if I was going to get, like, a fish tank, I think I'd rather have a tank full of seahorse or seahorses than I would just, like, regular bland old goldfish, right? Look pretty cool. All right, what's the other black markets that I can now make a bunch of money on?
Well, you're going to have to find out next. You're going to have to stick around.
I need a side hustle. I need to make some extra coin so I can afford to live in Portland.
Well, let's see how many of these Suit could participate in.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun game.
Well, I have done some cockfighting. You know, I'm up for some shady illegal activity.
That's next. Here's Schultzy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here are the top 10 black markets you never knew existed. Number 10 is Spam.
Spam.
Spam. That's right.
I like Spam.
Yeah, me too.
I think we have a big case of Spam that I keep for emergency storage.
It's a great survival food. It really is.
Yeah.
Lasts forever.
Yeah, we got some.
Well, yeah, you don't have to refrigerate it, right?
Nope.
No.
You can leave it in the basement forever.
It has a long shelf life.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I do. I think we have like a case or two of it, and like some rice and some water that we just got to keep in the garage.
So in this is back in 2017, but Spam is so popular in Hawaii that people started stealing it. There was a rash of thefts of Spam in Hawaii.
They do love their Spam.
They were taking it from the stores by the caseloads and putting it on the black market so people couldn't find it in stores. They had to go to the black market to buy their Spam.
What? Dare I say, of the black markets, the lamest one is Spam. Like, if I want to be involved in black market stuff to where, like, I could get in trouble, it's not going to be for Spam.
Number 9, breast milk.
This is like bodybuilders and stuff, fitness dudes are always...
They sell this S on Craigslist. Like, I'm not surprised by this at all.
Any mother who cannot produce their own breast milk but still want their baby to be fed naturally might be interested. It's for that reason that the underground breast milk market exists, including several websites that are dedicated to selling only breast milk.
Oh, I thought that was for... That makes more sense. But I do know that some, like, athletes do like to drink breast milk, but that would make more sense that moms that can't.
No, you're onto something, Suk. Vice did like a whole thing with bodybuilders, and there was like a whole interview with customers of this lady that's like, I make a lot of money doing this because people keep asking.
Well, women who have extra milk will sell it.
Okay.
And then they'll, on these websites, they'll boast it as organic or vegan or gluten-free or dairy-free.
How do you prove that?
Well, you don't. That's why they boast it.
Yeah. So like, would... these are fine. I can sell breast milk legally.
This is a black market, Jason.
I know, but I like.
No.
So why is it illegal to sell breast milk?
Well, I don't know that it's illegal. It's just they're marking it like if you can't get your hands on some booby milk, they got you. Yeah. But you're gonna pay the price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it says there's no federal laws to prohibit it. But there are lack of... all right. I want to know how much breast milk is going to run me.
Number 8. Russian cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is Russian cheese?
Thanks to COVID-19 and the restrictions it put on traveling around Europe, a Finnish cheese called Altermani, I'm probably mispronouncing that, is the number one illegally traded item in the country.
I'll be damned.
It costs €5 per kilo in Finland, but in Russia it's going to cost you 4 times as much. They've been trying to monitor trucks from Russia that have been smuggling the cheese across the border. Supermarkets have tried to crack down by limiting cheese sales to a perfectly reasonable 11 kilograms. That's over 20 pounds of cheese, by the way. Why exactly the Russians have chosen this particular cheese? They don't know.
Who knew there's hot, illegal cheese? By the way, I assume everything in Russia is for sale. Like,
oh, yeah.
If I had to pick the place where this goes on the most, I feel like illegal cheese is probably the easiest thing that you can buy in Russia.
Number 7, razors.
Razors.
Cities around the country have had issues with thieves making off with large quantities of razors, which are very easy to hide and walk out of a store with. Over $1,000 worth of razors can be easily stashed in a fairly small bag, and then they resell them.
Yeah, razors, one... It's ridiculous how much razors cost, and I think every store now has them behind lock and key.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I don't think a single store has razor blades, razor blades to shave with. I don't think any of those have them where you can just go and
pick them
off the shelf.
You know, this is one of those that if I had the poor morals, that would be an easy market. Because if you used to just be able to pluck those straight off the shelf...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're always in demand.
Yes.
People always need razors.
Yes.
And you can't trace that. And you could sell them for a mint. Dude, you can make a lot of money off of that. This is one I'm interested in right here.
I haven't bought razor blades in a long time. I'm looking here. So a pack of like Gillette.
It was like $25.
It's $45.
Oh, how many do you get?
You get 10 to 12, depending on...
Yeah, they're $5 a pop.
Yeah, depending on how nice you get. But yeah, like the Fusion whatever, like the 5 blades or whatever. And this is at Target. Yeah, $40 plus.
Glad I use an electric razor.
Good Lord.
These are the top 10 black markets you didn't know existed. How about Disney guides at number 6? And this is the black market.
Oh, this is... Yeah, this is
you
where,
know this one.
Yeah, like where you hire a handicapped person.
Yeah. If you have a disability, they have a second line that's available to you mm-hmm. to gain access to attractions sooner. And Disney offers customers who are differently abled and may not be able to handle waiting for such a long time in line. They give you a separate line.
Yeah.
And for that, you can buy, it's like $130 an hour or something.
You rent something.
You hire a person who acts disabled.
Yeah.
Or is disabled.
A number of years ago, when I tore... No.
Which is horrible.
I did not do this.
I know you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, when I had my my pec and bicep surgery, I was in the sling. And my buddy had a work thing down in Florida. And he goes, hey, I got a place down in Florida. And I'm just, you know, he's like, do you want to come down? He's like, yeah, I know you're not doing anything. So I hopped on a plane. And when I was walking, so it was just me. He was working there in the day and I had downtime. And so I went to Disney World by myself. And my arm was in the sling. And it wasn't at every ride, but some places they ushered me to
Hell yes.
The front of stuff. And I didn't even think about it. But like you could do this on airplanes because when I went to the airport, everything was first. I boarded first, all that. I don't know. I was fine. I mean, it had been like 2 months since the surgery, but I was in a sling. And I remember there was a couple times where the person at the Disney line was like, oh, no, here. And they put me to the... I wasn't directly to the front, but yes, there was a separate...
Must be nice.
What was the, like the fast pass line or whatever? Yeah, I got bumped over to that.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. So if you wanted to, you don't even need to hire someone. Those slings that you can buy or like a knee brace, dude, they're like $10.
Yeah, just wear your old boot from when you did break your foot. Just wear that around Disneyland.
I don't think it works quite like having a disabled person, but you will get some considerations.
Why don't you just hobble around on crutches?
Yeah, you probably could.
Oh, that's painful, though, man. That just, crutches your armpits suck. Hurt after an hour.
Yeah.
How about one of those little
Push
ride...
Push me in a wheelchair.
What about those ride scooters where you sit your knee on it, you know?
Yeah.
How about that? Roll that around the park all day.
Anyone that, again, everyone loves to board first. I'm telling you, all you need to board first is an arm sling. And that's not even... Because the walking thing, you have to pretend and all that. The arm sling, you just throw your arm in a sling. And then when you get on a plane, you can take it out and just like rest it against your lap. It's...
All right. I'm going to give you the top 5 black markets you didn't know existed next on the Fan. Okay, we have the top 10 black markets you didn't know existed. Spam, breast milk, Russian cheese, razors, and Disney disabled guides.
Only one of those that I've taken a part in, kind of.
Now to the top 5. Number 5, high school cafeteria salt. Did you hear about this?
What?
Well, you had Barack Obama. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michelle did kind of ruin school lunches for a bit.
Yeah, they were trying to... It was called the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act.
Okay.
And it would regulate salt and sodium intake in schools.
Ah.
And so... Kids began selling salt for $1 a shake.
What?
There was a salt shakedown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
These were short-lived. but the kids getting in on the grift.
Yeah. There was a... When we were in school, I think it was... I think my brother said he used to do this. My mom would buy... a ton of candy from, like, you know, the dance team, whatever, would sell candy bars. And, like, it was a big thing, like, into church.
Well, baseball, we sold candy bars.
And my mom would buy, like, an S ton of it. And so I think my brother would take the candy to school that my mom bought. She'd buy, like, $200 worth. And then he would go and resell it at reduced costs and piss everyone off.
Mm.
So some girl was trying to sell candy, and he would be like, I'll sell it to you for half price.
Undercut the market.
Yeah, he'd undercut the market.
I like it.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, butt lifts.
Butt lifts?
Yeah, well, this one's easy because...
Is this like the Brazilian butt lifts?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, just a butt lift. You don't have to be... Well, you have to be licensed,
yes,
but you can get a lot of these... Oh, because of the material.
Yeah.
from unlicensed
some of
people.
These are like horror shows though, like people end up dying and like disfigured because they're like having surgery in people's like rec rooms and stuff, and they're
it's
like
a shady industry.
Yeah, they're injecting like commercial grade silicone into people's asses.
Now this one's my favorite. Number three is Krispy Kreme donuts.
What?
Because
they're available everywhere now.
Well, not necessarily.
I mean, they sell them at Target.
Here's the thing about Krispy Kreme. They don't advertise. Okay, so in order for you to... So did you know that about Krispy Kreme?
No, but I, now that I think about it, I've never seen an advertisement.
Yeah, if you've ever seen them in a movie or a TV show, yeah. It was... They did not pay to put it there.
Huh.
And it's kind of their bit.
Okay.
And, of course, everybody lines up for their morning, you know, the
donut. Everyone knows about them.
But in Juarez, Mexico, this was... I don't know where... Yeah, this was 2017. There was a family that went to the Krispy Kreme every day and picked up a dozen donuts, and they would sell them to the locals in El Paso
yeah.
for 60% markup.
Why?
There's no Krispy Kreme up there.
In El Paso,
And
huh?
then they would have to go to another country to get the Krispy Kremes.
Huh.
So they just...
Dude, that's ingenious.
They took them up there and marked them up. And people were like, yeah, fine. I gotta have my Krispy Kreme.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's there's not a huge profit margin in there, but what's a Krispy Kreme donut? $1? And if you sell yours for two, yeah. $3, I mean,
60% markup is good.
Yeah, good for that. I like the hustle on
that's
that.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme would probably, man, they look at that and be like, I guess we need to put a store in El Paso, huh?
Well, I would imagine they'd be popular wherever they put a store.
Sure, especially if they're not there.
Number two, plagiarized dissertations has become a thing. Now, I haven't been in the academic world for a long time.
Yes.
Because I'm old.
Yeah.
But apparently now, you know, like within the last 20 years, if you have to require anything, if you're required to submit anything written.
It's going to be cheap.
Well, they have services yeah. that will scan it for plagiarism.
Yes.
So it's all, like, there was a window where plagiarism.
Yeah. But now they say everything is ChatGPT.
Well, that's what
AI,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there was a window where plagiarism, you could have gotten away with it yeah. because it would have been very hard for the professor to prove that you plagiarized unless yeah. they happened to know it.
Yeah.
Now they just run it through the,
sure.
the ChatGPT or a service
yeah.
and they'll scan it
scan
and they
it
can
see.
Find anything on the internet that you stole.
Yeah.
But in Russia, that is not the case.
Aha!
So they sell dissertations.
Russia's lawless. I love it.
On the black market in Russia. They're written by ghostwriters. And apparently even one of Putin's right-hand men was accused of doing a plagiarized dissertation.
I think this is fantastic.
And you can get a doctorate with that. Like, that is... I mean, it's, you know, this isn't just a paper.
Yeah, that's problematic. That's 100% problematic.
It said over 1,000 high-profile Russian officials were accused of the same kind of plagiarism.
No.
They range from politicians to judges to heads of universities and lawyers.
Well, you know, you got to wonder, man.
Everyone you think is smart really isn't.
Well, dude, that's what teachers are saying, that everything getting turned in now is horse crap. And that...
Well, in Russia, they don't really even
no.
try to hide it.
Yeah, they got whatever.
They don't care. And number one, the top 10 black markets you didn't know existed. Disease survivor blood. Possibly inspired by Ebola, but COVID really
sure
ramped this up.
So I survived COVID yeah. and people think it's the antibodies, so they're
yes.
selling my blood.
Well, they want it helps treat the disease. it I mean, you know, that is a thing.
Huh.
Coronavirus survivor plasma. There is a big black market for it in the Middle East.
Hmm.
That is scary.
Dude, sign me up. Take it. Let's go.
Yeah, so it's successful in helping treat the disease. So if you have a ready supply of it in your own blood, they're selling it for like thousands of dollars, which is amazing, which is like a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. How do you get it to the Middle East, though?
I mean,
that's
maybe you got to go over there.
It's a whole thing.
I don't know.
But yes, I love the hustle. The only thing that I can think that I've ever done, because this is just operating in the margins, the only thing I can ever remember doing, and don't do it, kids, but you could, because I did it and it worked all the time. High school kids are dumb, and they all want to think that they're drunk, even if they're not. So I used to go to parties, and I would get like one or two liquor bottles.
Yeah.
You get some Bacardi rum, you just get crap. You don't have to get anything. and then get some like daiquiri mix and some ice in a blender. And you make a pitcher of daiquiris or just whatever horse crap cheesy drink that girls will like and guys. And then you can sell it for an outrageous margin. And believe me, in an entire pitcher of like margarita or a daiquiri, you've got like maybe one. You can milk that bottle for so long. No one's paying any attention. You can make an entire pitcher and maybe have one or two shots of booze in that thing. You can make so much money. And I may have off of two crappy bottles of liquor. Worked all the time. And it was hilarious to watch people be like, oh, I drank a pitcher, I'm wasted. And then your mind like, dude, you had one shot. You had one shot of Bacardi rum. They're like, ah, I've had 12 of these. That's awesome. Good work on that.
All right, thanks, Schulte. Appreciate you filling in there.
Appreciate you guys. I'll probably be back next week.
We'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know. Why, is Buckley gone next week?
I think he's headed to Bend for his triathlon.
Oh!
So next Friday is
the Clydesdale.
What I heard.
How about that?
The Tri-Clyde, whatever.
Tri-Clyde? Was that what it was?
Sprint Tri-Clyde. Yeah.
Yeah. What a stud.
He's all man.
He is. All right. Everybody have a great night, okay? We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on Think Tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.